Isaac and Rebekah were first cousins, blood relations, showing that the church in the last days will be blood relation to Christ. For the very God that predestinated the Christ, who was a lamb slain before the foundation of the earth, the church itself, its name was put on the book before the foundation of the world. And Rebekah, as soon as she heard of Isaac, there was something in her that pulled her straight to him, though she hadn't seen him or nothing. She yet wanted to go by her own choice, away from mother or brother. And today, if that light of God, that Holy Spirit, ever strikes a predestinated seed whose name was put on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, the Bible says that. It's right. The light will shine. You can preach to some, and it seems like it's just like water on a duck's back. Falls off. But let it once strike that seed, and watch what happens quickly. Something's there right now. Why? It's predestinated seed coming forth. It's got to come. And when that light, the gospel, strikes it, they get it. The rest of them will get up and walk away. It's not for them. The Bible said that man were foreordained to condemnation. Book of Jude. All scriptures by inspiration. Now when that light struck little Rebekah, she knew something within her that brought her to Isaac. She veiled her face. She wanted no more to do with her own thinking. Isaac was her thinking from then on. And the church itself, when it strikes that power of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, out of the denominational churches, out of the Catholic Church, wherever it is, when that baptism of the Holy Ghost is made real to people, them is predestinated like you people here to eternal life, sees it and walks in it.
Amen.